Welcome back. Today we're doing a proper break swing shaping masterclass for that pirate trading O energy. You know the feeling, like the beat is rolling out of a slightly dodgy transmitter at 3 a.m. A little dangerous, a little hyped, but still weirdly disciplined. That's the key. We're not just slapping on a groove and hoping for the best. We're going to design swing on purpose using microtiming, accents, and split processing, so your loop feels alive and forward without turning into a sloppy mess. By the end, you'll have a 16-bar, break-based drum and bass loop at 174 BPM with controlled shuffle, tight kick and snare anchors, hats and ghosts doing the talking, and a few variations and a fill that feel like real narrative, not random edits. All right, open Ableton Live and set your tempo to 174 BPM. Now make three tracks. First, an audio track called Break RAW. Second, another audio track called Break Tops. Third, a MIDI track called Drum Hits, K/S, because we're going to reinforce the kick and snare. Grab a break with attitude. Amen-ish, think-ish, hot pants-ish, anything with character. Honestly, if it's too clean, it won't teach you much here. We want something crunchy enough that swing and accents actually matter. Step 1. Warp the break properly so the swing becomes yours, not random. Drop the break onto Break RAW and turn warp on. For warp mode, Complex Pro is usually fine for classic breaks, but if you hear the transient smearing, try Complex, or even Beats mode with Preserve set to Transients. Just be careful, because Beats can get clicky or artifact Y if you push it. Now, this is important, set the true downbeat. Right-click and choose Warp from here, straight, right on the real first hit of the loop. Then go into the Warp markers and anchor your structure. Put a marker on bar 1 beat 1. If it's a 2-bar break, also anchor bar 3 beat 1, because that's the start of the loop repeating. Next, manually to align the snare backbeats. In drum and bass, the snare on beats 2 and 4 is law. Even if the hats are skating around, that backbeat needs to feel authoritative. So zoom in and make sure those main snares land where they should. A quick coaching note here, don't put warp markers everywhere. People do that and then wonder why the break sounds facey and bendy. Use the minimum markers needed to make the structure loop clean and keep the transients intact. Okay, now the fun part. Controlled push and pull. Pirate swing. Here's the mindset I want you to hold the entire lesson. Anchor lane. Main kick and main snare. This is stability. Conversational lane. Ghost snares and main hats. This is the groove talking. Decorative lane. Rides, shakers, tail Y bits. This is vibe and haze. Only conversational and decorative lanes get the bigger timing moves. If you swing the anchor lane too much, the track loses its rail and it starts feeling amateur fast. Let's start with groove pool as a template, then we'll do manual microtiming where the magic lives. Open the groove pool on the left. Add a groove like swing 16-55 or swing 16-57. If you want heavier shuffle, try MPC 16 swing 59. Now drag that groove onto your Break RAW clip. In the groove settings, start with timing around 30-60%, random around 2-6%. Velocity may be 0 to 20, but be careful because breaks already have built-in dynamics. Bass should be 1/16, and leave quantize at 0 for now. We're not trying to correct the break, we're trying to give it swagger. You can choose to commit the groove or keep it uncommitted. If you're still exploring, don't commit yet. If you know you want to print the timing into the clip, commit it later. I usually wait until the vibe is locked. Now, let's microtime manually for a more intentional pirate feel. Zoom in so you're effectively thinking in 16th notes and also think in milliseconds. At 174 BPM, a 1/16 note is about 86 milliseconds. So when I say tiny nudge, that's 2 to 6 milliseconds. Noticeable is about 7 to 12. Risky is 13 to 18, and that's usually for fills or special moments. Here's a great starting move. Leave the main snare basically dead on, or even push it 2 to 5 milliseconds early for bite. Nudge ghost snares later by 5 to 15 milliseconds, and nudge some hats slightly early, like 3 to 8 milliseconds, to create urgency. That combination creates tension. The snare is punching forward, the ghosts are dragging a shadow behind, and the hats feel like they're leaning into the future. That's the pirate station energy. Controlled chaos. Now step 3. Split the break into tops versus body, because swing lives in the highs. Duplicate break raw to create break tops. On break tops, add EQ8 and high pass at around 250 to 450 HC. Use your ears. You're basically removing the weight so only the hats, snare fizz, and upper texture remain. If it needs air, add a gentle shelf around 8 to 12 KHC, but don't get carried away. On break raw, at another EQ8 and low pass around 8 to 12 kHz. The idea is that brake RAW becomes the punch and body, and brake tops becomes the movement and swagger. This is one of the biggest pro-level swing tricks. You can swing the attitude without wrecking the punch. Now step 4. Add reinforcement kick and snare for modern rolling weight. On the MIDI track, load a drum rack. Choose a tight, short kick and a snare that matches your brake. Not necessarily the loudest snare in your library. A snare that feels like it belongs with the brake. Program a basic two-step kick on 1.1 and 1.3. And you can add an optional ghost kick if it fits. Snare on 1.2 and 1.4. Now apply groove pool to this MIDI clip too, but much less. Timing 10 to 25%. Random 0 to 2%. This layer is your anchor. It keeps the rail while the brake does the dancing. And here's a critical check. Listen for accidental flams between your reinforcement snare and the brake snare. Solo the brake and the reinforcement snare. Zoom in on the transient. Decide what you want. If you want one snare, align them tightly. If you want a shadow effect, offset one by 10 to 20 milliseconds, but keep the delayed one much quieter. If they're almost the same volume and slightly off, it just sounds like bad timing, not swagger. Step 5. Add pirate radio grit and movement using stock devices. Tops love distortion. Put this chain on brake tops. Start with drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15. Crunch around 5 to 25. Boom at 0 to 10. But be careful because tops don't need boom. They need bite. Then add saturator in analog clip mode. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. Add auto filter. High pass. 12 dB slope. Cut off somewhere around 300 to 600 Hz. Just to keep it clean. You can add a tiny envelope amount if you want that talking movement, but subtle is the word. Then utility. Widen only the tops. Width around 120 to 160%. And match the gain so you're not mistaking louder for better. On break raw, be gentler. Maybe drum bus with lower drive, like 2 to 8, low crunch, then glue compressor. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is just to gel it, not to flatten it. Optional but useful. On break raw, add a high pass at 20 to 30 Hz. Steep. It's not glamorous, but it tightens the way compressors behave and can make the punch feel more solid. Step 6. Swing shaping through accents. Because swing is not only timing, it's accent choreography. If your hats are all the same level, the groove will feel stiff even if the timing is perfect. On break tops, you have a few options. If it's audio, use the clip's gain envelope. Go to envelopes, choose volume, and draw subtle changes. Reduce every other hat hit by 2 to 6 dB. Accentuate the offbeat hats slightly. For darker DNB, you can accent pre-snare ghosts so the groove feels like it's leaning and driving into the backbeat. Another subtle trick. Groove velocity can affect how transients read once you're compressing and saturating. If you apply groove and suddenly the processing starts pumping weirdly, back off groove velocity and do your accents manually. Now step 7. Arrangement. Because pirate energy is storytelling. We're building 16 bars. Bars 1 to 4. Establish. Moderate swing. Consider filtering the tops a bit for a radio intro vibe. You can set the auto filter cutoff so the tops feel slightly tucked, like the station is coming into range. Bars 5 to 8. Raise hype. Increase groove timing on the tops. For example, go from 35% up to 50%. Add a tiny hat layer or ride very low if needed. Keep it minimal. The point is momentum, not clutter. Bars 9 to 12. Darker roll. Pull the cutoff down a touch so it gets more mid-range bite. Add a quick break stop, like an 8th bar moment where you mute the body or mute the reinforcement snare for a bar. In jungle and DNB, removing an anchor for a second can hit harder than adding a fill. Bars 13 to 16. Fill and reset. Make a 1-bar fill. Duplicate your loop. Add a few snare drags by nudging ghosts later. Maybe even do a snare drag smear where you duplicate one ghost snare 2 or 3 times. One at plus 7 milliseconds, one at plus 14. Each quieter than the last. It reads like a fast drag without needing new samples. If you want a pirate theatrics moment, 2 beats before the end, do a quick high pass sweep on the full drums, add a tiny reverb burst on the snare, maybe even freeze it for a split second, then hard cut back to dry on the downbeat. Tasteful, quick, like a broadcast glitch, not a gimmick. 2 advanced ideas to level this up. 1. 2 groove morphing. Put 2 different grooves in groove pool, like Swing 16-55 and MPC 16 Swing 59. Duplicate your 2-bar clip. Clip A uses one groove with higher timing. Clip B uses the other groove with lower timing. Alternate them every 2 bars. It feels like the station is drifting in and out without adding any new samples. 2. A ghost note call and response. In bar 1, emphasize pre 2 ghosts and make them slightly late. In bar 2, emphasize post 4 ghosts and make them slightly early. Now the loop feels like it answers itself. This is how you get that alive feeling without constantly adding more layers. Before we wrap, common mistakes to avoid. Don't swing the whole break equally. If the kick and main snare start wobbling, your track loses its spine. Don't over-randomize. Random is spice, not soup. Too much and it sounds like a drunk drummer. Don't ignore accents. Flat dynamics equals stiff groove. Don't use warp markers everywhere. You'll get weird artifacts and flams. And don't widen the body too much. Widen tops. Keep the body centered. DNB needs mono threat. Mini practice exercise, 15 minutes. Take 1-2 bar break and loop it. Split it into break raw and break tops with ek. On the tops, apply swing 16-57 with timing at 45% and random at 4%. Then manually nudge 3 hits, 2 ghosts late by 8 to 12 milliseconds, and 1 hat early by 3 to 6 milliseconds. Add a reinforcement snare on beats 2 and 4. Export 2 versions, 1 with tops timing at 30%, 1 with tops timing at 55%. Compare them. Which one sounds more pirate without falling apart? Final recap. Pirate Rated O Swing is designed, not accidental. It's micro-timing plus accents plus controlled chaos. Split the break into body and top so you can swing the attitude without losing punch. Use Groove Pool as the framework, then add manual nudges for your signature feel. Reinforce kick and snare so the loop stays authoritative at 174. And arrange swing intensity across 16 bars so it feels like a broadcast story. Tighter, then looser, then tighter again, then full send. If you tell me which break you're using and whether you're aiming more Jungle Heritage or Tech Step Roller Energy, I can give you a specific timing lane map, exactly what to push early, what to pull late, and roughly how many milliseconds to move it.